You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers. Welcome to MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds edition. Normally joined by Mark Sheldon, but today we've got a special guest, Reds broadcaster Jeff Brantley. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you, Phil?
Oh, it's been a busy spring. I'm in Florida now, but I did swing through beautiful Goodyear. I know that's your favorite spot on the map. Have you ever landed at that airport in a little private plane or done anything fun out there at that crazy little airport?
No, but Marty and I wonder about it many a times when we're sitting up in the booth. It seems like there are more and more airplanes that tend to take home in that airport rather than being used as a traditional airport.
Yeah, we need to alert Homeland Security, I think, to that little place. Cincinnati Reds, 2015, no name bigger than Joey Votto, probably the same as in 2014, same as in 2013, same as in 2012. What's your take of Joey Votto as we start to get into, I think, the serious part of spring training?
I think he looks healthy. I think that was the biggest concern coming into the spring training was how he was going to look. You can talk about how you feel and you can say a lot of things, but once you get out there on the field, it's all about reaction time, being able to run, move around defensively. And the toughest thing that I saw from last year versus this spring, he really just could not open his hips, put weight on that back leg like the normal Joey Votto. And he can do it this spring, not only to pull the ball down the right field line, but to have enough power to lean on that back leg and drive it the other way. And if that's the kind of Joey Votto we're going to get for 2015, then he's going to surprise some folks yet again.
Well, there was, an interesting column that's up on our website today that was written by Richard Justice, who talked to Joey Votto yesterday, I believe. And one thing that kind of caught my eye in that column was Joey was talking about he wanted to be measured against the best hitters in the game. That's his expectation. He brought up Miguel Cabrera, Mike Trout, Paul Goldschmidt. He said, those guys are my competition. Would you just take that as a further sign of what you said, that he's healthy and he feels like this year he's going to be able to get more leverage and that the knee injury is finally behind him?
Well, I think, number one, it tells you the mindset of where Joey's at. And it also tells you his competition level. And I think Joey expects a lot out of himself. And you want your superstars on your team to expect to be the best, not just the best on the Reds, but the best in the league. I mean, that's how you pay Joey Votto. I mean, he's one of the highest paid players in the game. You want him to expect to be the best. And I think seeing him out there and I think watching him not just go through the drills, because there are thousands of drills, as you know, on the backfields going through different fundamentals that you do in spring training. And then taking that and coming onto the field of play and playing in the big league ball games. I just think it's really important to see him being able to do his normal routine. And by that, I mean driving the ball, let those late quick swings to foul off a breaking pitch that he may have gotten fooled on. That's the kind of Joey Votto I'm used to seeing. Not a guy that was hampered by the knee injury. And I think he looks very healthy.
Hey, I always ask Mark this, so I'm going to make sure I ask it to you. I've had a sneaking suspicion that the Reds are going to find a way to sign Johnny Cueto to a contract extension. I know it's going to be crazy money, but the Votto contract was crazy money when that came together. The way Brian Price has been talking about Johnny Cueto this spring, the way Walt Jocketty is not talking about Johnny Cueto, just makes me think there might be something going on below the surface that could produce a deal before opening day. Would you be stunned to see that?
I would be. I would be quite stunned to see the Reds finish something with Johnny Cueto before opening day. And the reason that I say that, Phil, is you've already got a contract with the guy we were just talking about, Joey Votto, that is roughly $200 plus million. And really, that's the contract that you would think Johnny would put himself in. I mean, you look at Kershaw's contract, you look at Max Scherzer. I mean, that's really where the elite starting pitching numbers are heading. And with that being said, you're talking about a very small market club getting two players at basically $400, $450 million between the two. I don't know how long you can survive like that. I mean, would I like to have Joey Votto? Would I like to have Joey Votto and Johnny Cueto on the same club? Man, you betcha. I don't think anybody would not say yes to that. But the semantics of doing that through a contract, the way that Major League Baseball is now, I just don't know that. I don't know how they're going to do it. I'm glad that that's not my end of the spectrum.
Well, and bearing out what you're saying, I mean, you know, we did see at the winter meetings, Walt Jocketty trade two starting pitchers, that Matt Latos and Alfredo Simon, to kind of clear up some payroll flexibility, which really only let him go out and add Marlon Byrd, but, you know, felt like he was absolutely pushed, extended as it was. So I can certainly understand your point. What's your take on the rotation minus Simon and Matt Latos?
Well, I think at this point we came into spring training thinking it was going to be Tony Cingrani and Anthony DeSclafani were going to be the front runners for the last two spots. Of course, that's assuming that Homer Bailey came back in the middle of April. I don't know that Homer's going to be back in the middle of April. I think there are a lot of people talking about that, but talk and doing it are two different things. We saw Jonathan Broxton do it last year. He came back and only missed a couple of days to the season, but there is a tremendous amount of difference, Phil, in getting ready to go out there to throw 12 pitches in a big league ball game, which is what a reliever or a setup guy would be expected to do and prepare that way for spring training versus going out and preparing to throw 100 to 120 pitches, which is what Homer Bailey has to compare and really prepare to do. I don't know that it's going to take longer than a start or two, I believe, for him to be ready. With that being said, Jason Marquis has had a great spring. Paul Mahalam has thrown the ball very well. Michael Lorenzen, kid in the Reds minor league system, has thrown the ball very well. And the kid that we signed from Cuba, Raisel Iglesias, he's really starting to look like he's been around the big leagues for years. I mean, he's about as comfortable on the mound as I've seen a youngster or just – and he's really not a youngster, but just a newcomer to the big league environment in a while.
Well, you might have stolen my next question here, but I've been asking all of the National League Central correspondents this week for kind of a midterm checklist on spring training, and so I'll ask you that. Kind of, what would you say has been the most positive development for the Reds this spring? Has there been anything more positive than Iglesias emerging as a comfortable pitcher?
I think there are three guys that have really caught my eye. On the pitching side, I mentioned Michael Lorenzen earlier. I think he's thrown the ball very well. I thought he threw the ball very well last year. Just a year of development has meant a whole lot for this kid. Iglesias, his first time out, the stuff was great, but he just didn't look quite comfortable, and that was to be expected. I mean, I can understand. I've stood out there. I know the nerves and the anxiety. But he has come so quick just to being comfortable and being really smooth in his mechanics and his own skin out there on the mound. Now, the key for Iglesias is going to be, can he pitch in a starting role with throwing 15, 16, maybe even 17 pitches an inning? That's where the rub is going to be, because he's used to being able to run into deeper counts, pitching three, four, and five innings at a time. Now, I don't know if he's going to be able to do that in a starting role. They've got to make sure he gets his pitch count down if he's going to last, because he's only got a limited amount of innings that they can use him for in 2015 anyway. And the third guy has been Brennan Bosch. And I know a lot of people say, well, you know, he's older, he's this, he's that. Hey, he started 3 years for the Tigers in the outfield, and he hit the ball awfully well, and he looks as healthy as I've seen him ever.
Yeah, he's been absolutely killing the ball. He shows up on the highlights every night, it seems like. And lastly, Jeff, we got about 2 weeks left before camp break, and teams had to start the season. What strikes you as the biggest question mark that is still out there for the Reds to answer in the next couple weeks?
I think the biggest question mark is the pitching staff, and it's not just the guys that we mentioned in the rotation. It's where you're going to slot guys into the bullpen. If you take Iglesias and you say, okay, well, we want him to be a starter at the beginning of the season, well, who's the guy that's going to fit at the back end of the bullpen to set up for Aroldis Chapman? I mean, you got one of the best closers in the game, maybe the hardest thrower that's ever thrown in the game. You got to be able to get the ball to him, and you would hope that you could get the ball to him a multiple amount of times. Because I know the talk in Cincinnati is you're wasting one of the better arms that's ever been in baseball because he's only pitching one inning. And you've got to get the ball to Aroldis Chapman. That means you've got to have a quality bullpen and you've got to get starters to get through five innings. That to me is going to be the challenge for this club, not only coming out of spring training, but also from April until the end of September.
Hey, thank you very much. For Jeff Brantley, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds edition. Let's get to opening day.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night, on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.